You were not happy with your offense in the second half of the Tennessee game, and this is now six quarters. And what do you think? Can you get it corrected?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got to, John, and we've got to play better than we played. Obviously, those six quarters have not been our best this year. We did move the ball last night in the first half very well. Had 180 yards of offense to head, no points to show for it. I think we penetrated the 21, the 33, the 38. So you got to get something out of those plays. My biggest disappointment right now offensively is our inability to stay on the field on third down to make some tough plays. And that's what you got to do in this business. You got to step up and make those plays regardless whether it's a catch, a throw, a run, whatever it is, to stay out there. And like I said, we were unable to do that last night.
The last two games, you know, everybody's talking about Arian being overworked. Now we're going to be talking about him being underworked. Was it the score? Is that why he didn't get the ball more?
We were throwing it, trying to get back in the game, so it wouldn't have mattered who was back there, John. There weren't a lot of carries to go around what we were trying to do. And then, obviously, I reached a point, too, where I wanted to take another look at Ben and see, you know, how he was performing after his second week back, which I thought was pretty good. So it's a combination of those things. But, I mean, Arian's fine. I mean, he's, you know, if we're playing any type of game we want to play in, I think he carries the ball last night, you know, 25, 28 times, but it just didn't happen that way.
How concerned are you about the defense, considering what you've given up in three of the last four games?
Well, I'm concerned about a lot of things, John, but, I mean, it is part of the the situation, I mean, that we're in. I mean, it's things you got to fight through. I mean, our football team's in a very good situation. We're playing at home this week for an opportunity to win a division title. That's a darn good thing. I mean, we've got issues. We got to stop people better. We got to move the ball better. You know, we got to get rid of penalties on special teams. So it's always going to be something. I mean, that's football. But we know the things that we've got to clean up to get more consistent in our play. We definitely weren't going to get away with some of that stuff last night with the team we were playing. Yeah, Chris.
You talk a lot about your team growing up. Do you think it's mature enough to put what happened yesterday behind them and do well on Sunday?
Yeah, I do. It is part of this business. You know, unfortunately, I guess I should say, we've only had this trouble twice this year. Well, we've had to turn around and go back after getting beat. That's a good thing. But that's part of this league. You know, when you're doing things good, not to listen to people and keep working and trying to be consistent in what you're doing. And when things don't go very good, let them go and move on to the next week. So along with that, we've got other challenges, too, with some of the things going on with our football team that we got to fight through. But we got a great opportunity ahead of us, and we need to stay focused on that.
Can you talk about the secondary last night with Joseph coming back, and how did you see that kind of working?
You know, it was a lot like I think I saw as a team the same way. I wouldn't say it was defensively or offensively. I think in a given game, you know, regardless of what the game is, there's usually 8 or 10 big opportunities in a game. There's different difference maker type plays in a game, whether it's your chance defensively to make a play or your chance offensively to make a play. And, you know, you got to make the majority of those if you're going to win. And when you're playing a team like we played last night, you better make a bunch of them. And you know, we just didn't do it when the ball was there, whether it was defensively not making the play or offensively not making the catch or making the play. They were the ones doing it. And that's why they are what they are as a football team. They're very consistent and have been for a long time. You know, we know the emphasis. We know what we got to do if we're going to be successful, especially down the stretch and especially against people like that. It's part of the learning curve, I guess. You know, it was a tough lesson to learn, though, last night.
Coach, Brandon Harris has been forced on the field because of the injuries. Is he ready for it?
He has to be. I think Brandon's done – he's done some good things. You're talking about Ryan? Oh, you're talking about Beer. Okay, I'm thinking of Ryan. Okay, yeah, I think he's done some good stuff. It's a tough position to get put in, and how much he's played the last 2 weeks and to line up against, you know, one of the great, great players in the slot last night. But I like the way he went in there and battled. He got a penalty, I think, on special teams also. So that's something he's got to work on. But I like the way he competes. He's got confidence, and you got to be able to do that. So I see a player that's getting better, and you know, he's getting a big opportunity. So he's got to continue to improve. We got a lot of confidence in him.
Coach, you only went. You mentioned you only went through this once before with the Packers, but then you play the Ravens the next week in a big game, and now this time you play the Colts the following week in a big game. In your mind, is it better to have a big game after a loss like this to move on and have something that's big to strive towards?
Well, I'm going to answer that the way I think I've answered that question. I think every game's big. You know, I mean, this is the next one we're playing, and yeah, it's a chance for us to win our division. It's a chance for us to win our 12th football game, which is huge, but they're all big. I mean, you prepare the same way, and you got to, you know, get yourself to game day and get ready to go and step up and make plays. And this week will be no different. But we've got a quick turnaround here. It's a tough trip, and some tired bodies around here that I got to get back and get them ready to go. Not only playing, but coaching too. So it's a quick turnaround that we got to get ready to handle.
How much was Garrett's absence changing what you wanted to do formation-wise, maybe in the red zone?
Oh, we miss Garrett. He's a fine player. He's become – he might be as improved football players we have on this team. He gives us a lot of flexibility in what we do with two tights, three tights. You saw we had a tackle playing some tight end last night. So, yeah, I mean, that's important. But also it's the most important thing is Garrett's health. And the good news is he's doing well. He's expected to be on – well, he will be on the field tomorrow, I can tell you that. And he has one more test, I guess, to pass, one more phase to pass to be cleared to go on, you know, for game day. So he's making progress, but he was not ready to go.
Coach, the vast majority of Matt's interceptions this year have come in big games, primetime games. How is there any concern of his ability to step up in those big games that he's going to need to later on in the season, like in the playoffs?
No, I have no concerns. I mean, I think Matt's led his team to a lot of wins this year. I think he's done a fine job. He made a mistake with the ball last night, you know, in the red zone. Guy made a great play. Matt also made some great throws in that game. You know, he can't catch it. He can't block the blitz, you know. I mean, he's got to do his job, but there's a lot of people got to help him too. So I got no doubts about that at all.
They'd given up 55 pass plays of 20 or more yards, and they lost to Lee. What were they doing to keep you from throwing the ball and doing what everybody else had done to them down the field?
Well, we made some plays throwing the ball, John. I mean, we just we didn't finish stuff. We had a chance early in the game to make a huge play down the field. You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but as far as, you know, plays over 20 yards, I know we had a few of those. So we made some plays. We just didn't put any points on the board. But, you know, we dropped a big go route early in the game. We dropped a fourth down play. We had some opportunities to make some plays that we didn't make.
Is Newton coming back?
Yeah. He's worked today. He's doing good.
So you'll have,
you know,
him
until he's back
definitely
on the field. I'm not ready to tell you he will be, you know, ready to play. I think there's a process he's got to go through this week. But he did work today and worked well.
Is anybody else other than the usual?
No, Newton and Garrett. Obviously, I just talked about Dobbins and Sharpton came out of the game a little banged up, but other than that, you know, that's a good thing. We didn't, you know, didn't take any steps backwards with anybody physically, so we should be okay.
How disappointing is it to you personally to have your team in such a great situation, and then you go in there when everybody expects y'all to at least play close, and then have you play like that? What does that do to you personally?
Well, anytime you lose, John, it's tough. I mean, it's not just getting beat last night. So I don't know that any loss is more difficult than any other one because you work so hard in each and every game that you prepare for. You know, last night's disappointing. We played a hell of a football team that you got to go in there and play close to perfect and be at your best, and we were far from that. And, you know, we paid the price. We got our tails beat. So it's part of this business.